This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Surgeon General David Satcher ends a four-year term this week. It's not yet known who will take the job next. Whoever does will be following a man unafraid of wading into the politics of science. During his tenure, Satcher offered controversial opinions and policies concerning sex, drugs, and mental illness. Still, he concedes it was difficult to remain entirely independent, since funding is dictated by the White House. Satcher says the Surgeon General maintains a precarious middleman position, torn between allegiance to the government and the American public.
I think it is important for the Surgeon General to communicate directly with the American people based on the best available public health science, not his or her personal opinion, and not based on politics. So I've had occasions to disagree with the White House, both when President Clinton was president and during the year when I've served under President Bush. In my opinion, they were not disagreements politically. They were disagreements based on the fact that my responsibility was to communicate based on the best available public health science.
Yes, under President Clinton, you advocated a program of exchanging clean needles for dirty needles in order to prevent the spread of AIDS.
Yeah, I would say it differently, Bob. The science showed very clearly that needle exchange programs could, in fact, reduce the spread of HIV, and that they did it without increasing drug use. In fact, later, studies showed that people involved in the needle exchange program were more likely to go into treatment programs to stop using drugs. So I spoke for that public health science, but as you know, the political position was that the government should not fund needle exchange program.
And within the Bush administration, abstinence is fine, but you're looking for a little broader sex education than that.
And again, what we said specifically was that to date, there was no evidence that abstinence-only programs were effective at reducing sexually transmitted diseases, et cetera. But when abstinence programs were combined with information about how one protects himself, herself, and others, they had been shown to be effective, and they had also been shown not only not to increase sexual activity in teenagers, but they, in fact, delayed the onset of sexual activity. Now, that's the public health science.
One of the biggest health issues lately has been anthrax, the threat of bioterrorism, and we initially heard about this from Health and Human Services Secretary Thompson, from Tom Ridge, from others. We didn't hear initially from you.
Well, it is true that at the beginning, Secretary Thompson was the chief spokesperson throughout, but at the beginning, maybe he was the only spokesperson. And I think it had a lot to do with the fact that when you think about it, Secretary Rumsfeld was speaking for defense, Attorney General Ashcroft for justice, and I think Secretary Thompson felt that he should be the spokesperson for this department. I think in time he tried to involve the Surgeon General, but also the head of the CDC. And let me just say, you have to separate what we know from what we don't know. When I did a Surgeon General's report, we had had time to review all of the science. You don't have that with bioterrorist attack. We had never had a bioterrorist attack before. So to be fair to Secretary Thompson, nobody had clearly defined how that should be done.
The nation's now spending billions of dollars fighting bioterrorism. Do you worry that other public health needs might suffer?
Yes, I do. But I also think that in some ways other public health needs will benefit. The best thing that that's happened is that people have come to realize how important it is to have a very strong public health infrastructure. And I think now, primarily because of bioterrorism, we are getting funds through CDC that will help to strengthen the state health departments in this country and the local health departments. I think that's a great thing.
You've spent a lot of time dealing with the issue of mental illness. Has the country made much progress in dealing with the mentally ill during your term?
Yes and no. I think, obviously, several states, you know, have implemented laws requiring parity of coverage for mental health and other health coverage. Clearly, based on studies that have been done, more people are now coming forward saying that I have a mental health problem and I need help. And I think so we're going to have an opportunity to treat more people early and prevent a lot of things. Even in our reports on suicide, we pointed out that it is possible to prevent many suicides if we could, in fact, get people to seek treatment and if the system was responsive in terms of providing treatment and not missing early diagnoses of depression and other problems like that.
Well, also, the cost of prescription drugs in this area is enormous, and very often it isn't covered.
The cost of prescription drugs, but even access. Remember now, the lack of parity of access to mental health services includes federal programs. Congress almost passed the Parity Act this year. Almost. At the last minute, somehow somebody got it out of the appropriation bill. I'm hoping that in this particular session, Congress will pass the Parity Act. And if that happens, that will be a major step forward.
Outgoing Surgeon General David Satcher. His successor has not been named.